Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You got a chance to win some free tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
Be sure you're listening. Free.
I'm trying, folks. I really am. And I want to hear what Larry's got to say. I really do. I heard Larry had a long conversation last night. I really do. And Larry, let's go to Larry in Stafford. Larry, have you gotten yourself together?
No, sure. I ain't got myself together.
All right.
First of all, before... Yeah, go
hold,
ahead.
Hold on. Before you get started, I just before you get going, I just want to check in and let you know, Larry, that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Now, Larry, go ahead. How you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm glad you got that out the way. Before I get into everything that I want to get into, so let me be real honest with you, man. Condolences out to you, brother. I understand that journey that you find yourself on now, man, and prayers out to you and your family and one love, man. And, you know, it's just one of them things. It's life, man. But I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family, brother.
Appreciate
now, having
it,
said
Larry.
All that, man. Yeah, I appreciate that. Hey, man, having said all that, D'Amico. You set your ass in that first-class seat, and you flew all the way back to Houston 5 hours later to tell me that we just going to push forward? Man, what's wrong with you, man? Look here. We understand that they got that new Wi-Fi on them planes, and I know you opened up that laptop and saw that horror show that we saw for the last 5 hours on that flight. Hey, man, I'm telling you, D'Amico, as much of a fan I am of yours, that press conference you had today made it even worse for me what I watched last night. You cannot tell me that you decided that putting Laken Tomlinson and Juice Scruggs on a pitch count was the best thing that you can do when you take your ass into the loudest stadium in the history of football. And you dang so can't tell me some dude whose girlfriend is on Dancing with the Stars, who has spent all his time out in L.A. for the last 5 weeks, deserved to walk back over there on Kirby and get a starting spot as your punt returner and kick returner. And I watched that fool trip over his own feet in the fourth quarter, and nobody even touched him. D'Amico, we have been down this road before. I used to feel exactly the same way about Gary Kubiak that I feel about you. I love Gary, and I continue to believe in Gary. But Gary has got fired because he was hard-headed, and he was stubborn, and he wouldn't listen to people. And I've been telling you for the longest time, y'all got too many of them silly-ass New England Patriot folks over there in that building over there, and they are going to run your ass out of town. Cal and Hannah, if you're listening to me, I'm going to come and find y'all in River Oaks so y'all can meet me at whatever restaurant you want to, and I can tell you why Nick Caserio ass needs to be fired, Nick Cayley ass needs to be fired, Cole Popovich needs to be fired. I can tell you why all them New England Patriots folks need to be fired, because I can tell you they are running an offense that is worse than the Stafford Cobras Little League offense that they run over here by Stafford High School, because ain't nobody respecting nothing that Nick Taylor is calling. This fool did not even call a quarterback sneak from the one-inch line. If you are an offensive coordinator and you have an offensive quarterback like C.J. Stroud and you can't figure out how to dial a play from the one-inch line, your ass needs to be fired. I'm in the business of watching football, and I'm not going to let anybody walk around on this planet convincing me that my eyes don't see what my eyes see. I understand that it's a challenge, but you know what? That challenge has not been met by you, D'Amico, because you letting them boys over there convince you to do stupid stuff. And when I say stupid stuff, you still got Christian Harris silly ass on this football team, and he over there pushing dudes on the bench, and he can't get his ass on the field. You doing things that just don't make sense to the average man. And now I got 4 days to ramp myself up to get my ass back over there on Kirby and come watch the 49ers come to town. While you go to a press conference and say to me, well, if y'all watch football, do y'all see that we was trying to do things to get the ball to Nico? I'd be damned. You didn't try to get the ball to Nico until after you went 3-and-out or whatever. My point is all this. We have seen this before, and as much as I love you as a head coach, and as safe as your seat is, if you keep messing with them boys over there, they gonna get your ass fired, D'Amico. Ron, again, I told you, one love to you and your family, Baytown Badass. I went to the gym at 3:30 this morning because I couldn't sleep, and the old lady was already asleep, so you know I wasn't getting none in our hall.
Had to go burn a little energy off, huh, Chief?
The damn Stafford Cobras, man. They gave Nick the business, man. We lost to them 7-6 earlier this year. Anyway, Clint, I think that rises to where I know you were frustrated about, and that is, yeah, a lot of this falls right into where he's talking about with D'Amico Ryans. That is, like, it is crazy that they came out off the bye week that way, and then the press conference makes you feel like you can understand more why they came off the bye week the way they did.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is at 2-4, and not just 2-4, but at 2-4 with the issues that the Texans have right now, which I'll put to you this way, their offensive issues, and I don't see them being fixed by players or coaches anytime soon. And that is a tough place to be. I'm just telling you, man, like that is... I mean, like, there is, with that being the reality, is what's at stake here for D'Amico Ryans and others, but really all I care about is D'Amico Ryans, is you either, you got to, there's a couple of decisions that got to be made, right? Is D'Amico Ryans going to continue down this path with Nick Caley and just flush this season and say, we're going to use this as an install year and hopefully next year we'll be better? Or are you going to move on from Nick Caley calling offensive plays and give the duties to Gerard Johnson and see if Gerard Johnson is a guy that you could entertain beyond this year as a play caller? It would not be hard. It's very reasonable, with Gerard Johnson already being in the building, for Gerard Johnson to take this thing over and have better feel and have the ability to, that from the quarterback, from literally playing the quarterback position, know how to protect the quarterback, figure some of these things out and be better. And either show promise or show that you need to move on and you need to go find somebody that's a little longer in the tooth with the play calling ability. D'Amico Ryans is at a fork in the road to make one of those decisions, right? And I'm not the head coach that's making millions of dollars. I don't know what the hell the right answer is. But D'Amico Ryans needs to make one of those decisions. In the meanwhile, D'Amico Ryans is in a position to either, it appeared to be a head coach that's very aware of the problems, and through this adversity, you can gain trust and gain confidence in how you're dealing with things versus saying silly stuff in press conferences like, we think it's better to rotate left guards because each guy plays better if they're on a pitch count, and we're going to literally rotate every series our left guard.
That was the one that got you.
Like, yeah, I mean, but that's just silly. Like, you look silly. You sound silly. And multiple times in the press conference today, I believe that D'Amico Ryans is instead of just keeping it real and you don't have to throw people under the bus, but instead of just keeping it real and calling it what it is, the inability to say that this is beyond doing your job and techniques and mechanics, and it's beyond that, and we've got to be better in multiple ways. To not be able to look the media in the face and say, we've got to be better getting Nico Collins touches in easy manners, like not based on the defense and not based on the progression and not based on the coverage and not based on the protection, but getting him touches throughout a game that it doesn't matter what the defense does. Like, if you can't simply look in the eyes of the camera and say that based on what we've seen, then you look silly. And that's where D'Amico Ryans is at. He's got, like I said, he's got a decision to make. But in the meantime, are people going to lose confidence in him? Are you going to continue to put this on the players and techniques and mechanics and them not doing what y'all are coaching them to do? Or at some point, are you just going to call a spade and say, y'all got to be better? Right? Every now and then mentioning it kind of in passing of like, oh, yeah, by the way, we got to coach better too. But then everything you say for 20 minutes in a press conference is about techniques and mechanics and doing your job and do what you're coached to do. And I'm not even worried about the trade deadline because I got to get my team to do what they're coached to do. Like, clearly, that can't be the answer. And what's at stake here is again, D'Amico Ryans just losing credibility, which is what I think he did today in a press conference.
And you're saying he's got to make a decision on, do we play and go all out and do everything we can to salvage this season, or do we just say, all right, this...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This sucker is gone, and we got to build to the future.
Yeah,
basically that's.
Yeah,
what
I mean, look, every loss, the decisions are going to get more and more difficult, right? I mean, the decisions of salvaging the season are going to be very, very difficult because, like I said, I don't see you salvaging this season. All I see you getting is a top 10 draft pick, right?
Oh,
if you make an adjustment, make a bold move with the play caller in particular, then you possibly could strike a chord and you possibly could see a better version of this offense. And you might capture lightning in a bottle with a guy like Gerard Johnson versus 10 more games of the same old, and looking like a deer in headlights offensively. And then you go into a press conference and try to defend it all.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. Cause I can see a coach doing it. Like, just generally speaking, I think coaches in general, you know, protect their players, protect their staff. I get it. But D'Amico Ryans being the coach that he is, the former player that he is, the dude that he is, it shocks me that he's willing to go out there and say things like he said in the press conference today. And at the risk of just being honest and being real. Like, a lot of coaches can't say and do what's real. D'Amico has the ability to say, hey, man, we got to get Nico the ball better, man. We got to have a better screen game. We're not going to be able to protect the quarterback. We got to be able to get the ball out a little quicker. We got to do some things. But instead, it's all about CJ hitting you out, CJ working the pocket, CJ throwing the ball down the field to open guys. It's always about that.
He's been protective of
Nick
Cayley.
Absolutely.
And Casario.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we're at a point, Ron, where it's going to be detrimental to him.
Keep saying, put it on me. Well, they're going to.
Well, don't worry about that. It's on you. Whether you want it, whether you want folks to or not, it's on you.
Yeah.
Because you're the most powerful guy in that building.
Yep.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.